Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Peninsula Oilers Baseball Club will not play baseball in the summer of 2025. In a press release, the organization stated, "We must regretfully announce that we will suspend participation in the Alaska Baseball League for the 2025 season due to financial hardship." According to Oilers Board President Mike Tice, the primary hit to Oilers funding has been a decline in revenue from the club-owned bingo hall.
Bingo has dropped to where we're only doing it one night a week. That used to be our main source of income. And even at three nights a week, it was sustainable. Now at one night a week, it's not.
The Oilers stated that they appreciate the Alaska Baseball League's support of clubs in need by allowing a one-year regrouping period, a foresight that has benefited several teams in the past.
We are hopefully optimistic that 2026 is a go, and we're going to try and just reconnect with the community, reconnect with the city, the borough, and just try to get help from anyone and anywhere that we can to figure out how to develop new revenue streams.
The focus for 2025 will be to stabilize finances, according to the Oilers. The Peninsula Oilers Board of Directors expressed appreciation for the ongoing support from fans, sponsors, and the Kenai Peninsula community. Together, we are committed to ensuring that Oilers baseball returns stronger than ever. See you at the Coral Seymour Memorial Park in the summer of 2026, the press release stated. The annual State of Alaska land auction concluded last month with 106 Alaskans winning 121 parcels comprising 729 acres only available to residents. Bidders offered $4,727,588 for land across the state in the 2024 land auction number 496. The Division of Natural Resources, Division of Mining, Land and Water received 452 total bids during the auction. Division staff conducted the auction online, sharing the results of the bid unsealing on the division website. Parcels that did not receive bids in the auction may be available for purchase through the over-the-counter land purchases program starting November 20th of this year at 10 a.m. State ferry passengers will have to wait even longer to sail on the ferry Tustamina's replacement vessel. The more than $300 million project is not expected to be completed until at least the end of 2028, a year later than originally anticipated. Earlier this year, the Alaska Marine Highway System had been estimating the new mainliner ferry would be done in 2027, but during an AMHS operations board meeting on October 23rd, Director Craig Tornga said a Federal Transit Authority funding audit and long checklist of requirements had slowed things down. Once AMHS is given pre-award authority, Tornga said that essentially means that the Tustamina replacement project will be authorized to start soliciting bids. Gloston, an architecture firm which has an office in Seattle, completed the final design for the replacement vessel back in 2022, but the project has yet to go out to bid for construction. The project's request for proposal was expected to go out much earlier this year, and construction would have begun by December. Now Tornga says that won't happen until later this year. That means the new Tustamina won't likely be in service until the year 2030, making the original vessel 66 years old by the time it is fully retired. Tornga said there are several shipyards that have expressed interest in building the new ferry. The new vessel would be one of potentially several hybrid electric ferries the Marine Highway System plans to have constructed in the coming years as part of its long-range plan. Meanwhile, the Tustamina is in the midst of its scheduled winter sailings. The ferry's last trip to Kodiak of the season is scheduled to arrive from Homer on New Year's Day and depart for the last time that same evening. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.